This podcast is sponsored by Hush, by M.D. Selig, a gripping psychological thriller of alien manipulation and deep state deceit. Dive into a relentless, pulse-pounding journey that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get your copy of Hush today and experience a thriller like no other. Available at all major online book and audiobook retailers. When people talk about reverse-engineered tech, the conversation usually starts with one question. What happens when a government, military branch, or private contractor gets its hands on something that doesn't fit any known category? In the world of classified programs, unexplained aerial phenomena, and hidden research projects, that question has fueled rumors for decades. Some say the truth is buried under layers of secrecy. Others believe the technology is real, but the story around it has been carefully controlled. Either way, the idea of reverse-engineered tech sits at the center of one of the most fascinating shadow world mysteries of our time. The first thing to understand is that reverse-engineering itself is nothing unusual. Engineers do it all the time. They take apart a device, study how it works, and try to replicate or improve it. The controversy begins when the object in question is said to come from an unknown origin. In stories tied to UFOs and UAPs, claims often suggest that recovered materials, propulsion systems, or advanced materials have been analyzed in secret facilities. If even a small part of that is true, it would mean entire fields of science may have been nudged forward, behind closed doors, away from public scrutiny. That leads to the second major point. Secrecy changes everything. When a program is classified, only a tiny circle of people may know what is being studied, what is being discovered, and what is being hidden. This creates the perfect environment for confusion, rumor, and selective disclosure. A breakthrough in sensors, stealth, metallurgy, or propulsion could be presented to the public as a gradual innovation when it may have roots in years of restricted research. That doesn't prove a recovered craft story. But it does show how reverse-engineered tech can blend with legitimate advanced development until the line between myth and reality becomes hard to see. Then there's the question of unexplained aerial phenomena themselves. Not every strange sighting is evidence of extraterrestrial technology, and not every advanced aircraft is proof of a cover-up. But the persistence of reports from pilots, radar operators, and military personnel keeps the discussion alive. Some craft seem to defy conventional expectations. Sudden acceleration, silent hovering, sharp turns, or movement that appears to ignore known aerodynamic limits. Those observations don't automatically confirm alien origin, but they do raise a serious possibility that at least some systems in the shadow world may be operating with capabilities the public has not been told about. Finally, reverse-engineered tech invites a deeper, more unsettling thought. What if the most important discoveries are not hidden because they are impossible, but because they are strategically valuable? In that case, secrecy isn't just about protecting national security, it's about controlling the future. Whoever understands the technology first controls the next era of defense, energy, surveillance, or transportation. That is why this topic continues to capture so much attention. It's not only about flying objects or strange materials. It's about power, knowledge, and the possibility that reality is more layered than we've been led to believe. So when the phrase reverse-engineered tech comes up, it represents more than a theory. It represents a challenge to the official story, a test of public trust, and a window into the hidden machinery of the modern world. Whether the truth lies in recovered debris, advanced black projects, or something even stranger, one thing is certain: the shadow world is full of questions, and the answers may already be closer than we think.